Speaker Schor. Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Welcome to introductions, media, all the rest. Approval of the minutes. Let's move on down to the approval of the minutes.
Make a motion that we approve the minutes for Tuesday, June 16th and Tuesday, July 21st.
Okay. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Can I just make a note that John Lesby is shown as being present at the last meeting and he wasn't?
So it also shows he was absent.
Yeah. So I need to.
I was here in spirit.
With the correction that John Lesby is not present at the July 21st.
Just rub it in.
Thank you.
He was AWOL, actually.
AWOL, yes, I was.
Okay,
I don't think I was there either, was I?
No.
No. No, there was nobody there.
Well, he wasn't here.
Neither was I.
He was here, I was here, and Escalier was here.
Patricia, yes. Yeah.
All right, with those corrections. Do I need a roll call?
Oh.
This commissioner member is absent, John Lesby.
And it also says he's present up above.
Yeah. Okay, roll call.
Oh, darn. Mike Flick.
Here.
Adam.
Here.
Okay, Adam. John Lesby.
Abstain.
I wasn't here, so the minutes don't apply to me.
Roll call.
Either
you
time.
You can still vote on.
We can still vote on.
Yes.
I mean, we read them. Okay, I'll say aye.
Thank you. Floyd Van Zickel.
Aye.
Commissioner Sumner.
Aye.
I guess is the way I'm supposed to say it, right?
Nurse.
All right. Activity reports.
You want me to read it to you?
Well, next time we need signatures.
Okay, I'll give us something to do for a few minutes, I guess. Transportation Red Rock Trail Phase 2. The bid was awarded. The notice to proceed was submitted to JRT Construction. The Old Footbridge at Willamette will remain to serve as temporary access to Red Rock Park area until the end of August, while they begin piling work for the replacement bridge. The two new bridges will replace the end of August. Excavation and paving of the trail scheduled for September with seating, signs, bollards, etc. to follow in October. The construction contract calls for project to be completed by the end of October.
Is this the same contractor who did phase one?
No.
Okay.
It is not.
I don't know whether anybody has noticed, but when we were over there for the mud drags over the weekend, where the two bollards are, when you're coming out of the park area, going into where the rodeo is, to keep
Waite
people
Street,
from driving through in there.
The Waite Street ones?
No.
Which one?
The other one, over by the restrooms. Right across from the park. The bridge right across from the park. That asphalt is now trailing off. It's breaking down already. So I'm assuming that we can have a discussion with this contractor and that he does whatever preparation he needs to that this doesn't happen with the new one.
I can talk to him about it, yeah. Yeah, I can.
It's breaking off already. And what's that been in there, less than 2 years? So, you know, it's going to be our dime to fix that.
Yes, it is. Okay. I'll talk to him.
Okay.
Anything else? Pavement management program, overlay and slurry seal projects. Slurry seals are done. They're completed. The overlays, I don't know if they're completed. They were working on them today.
Is it done? All the cones down. People are using it.
Good.
Are there more to be done?
No. Okay. Branton was done a couple weeks ago,
they barely caught us on Umatilla this morning.
They are going to be doing some painting but I'm not sure when.
Some line painting.
Yeah, I'll let you know, sure.
We try to get through there early.
I don't know if this is where the question goes for that. Aaron told me that we were going to have striping before Blackberry. And obviously that didn't happen.
It didn't happen because of this.
So when now?
This week or next week.
Okay.
I can't tell you when now, but he said this morning it'd be sometime in the next week or two. He was pretty disappointed, and he was disappointed that he told you that, too.
He actually chased me down one day. We were going in opposite directions, and I stopped to get a soda, and he came back and waited for me to come out to tell me, hey, I lied to you.
I know.
And so.
But, you know, that's when those jobs are that close to something, and they had something break.
But he said he was going to do 6th Street.
Yeah, he is.
And he's also going to do the lines and the stops and whatever at Everett and State. And that was one of the things I wanted to talk to him about, because I have watched people drive right through that like it's not even there because there's no marks on the ground.
I don't think that's why, but it might have something to do with it.
Well, I've seen them. They're not in a hurry. They're not driving fast or anything. They just cruise right on through.
Mm-hmm. I've seen them do it too many times.
Anyway, I did request of him to request of whoever's printing it not to use the little lettering. Use the big stop signs, letters, so people will see it.
Well, I don't know.
He said he would request them do that.
Okay, all right. I don't know.
You might have to have the Lions get involved in that, provide glasses for people so they can read it.
They have lots of use when they can get.
Yeah.
Then you have to teach them how to read.
Well, there used to be. I remember when I first came here, there used to be a little. It was, I don't know. It was like glued to the ground, and it stood up. And it was, illuminated when you're driving up to it.
Yeah.
Stop.
They wore off after a while.
That disappeared, but, those don't last forever.
Mm-mm. And that was just, I think that was a temporary fix.
Yeah.
It's just because people weren't used to having a stop sign there. Okay, utilities, wastewater treatment plant improvements. Pre-design contract was awarded to Dyer. And that part is scheduled for completion by the end of the year. Dyer is planning on a council presentation at the September 28th meeting. So if you're interested, be there.
What's it supposed to be about?
It's a pre-design of the wastewater treatment plant.
And that's the one that's down in Medford?
What
was that deal about a meeting right somewhere? Right. Some other.
Well, that was the
on a, there's something I'll say about a Thursday or something.
That was a training.
Oh, the planning training.
Okay. So what is this about the water treatment plant?
It's a pre-design of the new plant that they're going to build.
And when is this?
It's going to be the September 28th council meeting.
Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Time?
7? Right here? Then there's a list of land use activity you guys can look at. They did. Dollar General, received their occupational permit. They're placing shelving and merchandise, as far as I know. And they should be open around the first part of September, but I haven't heard for sure.
Yeah, there have been a lot of cars in that lot every day.
Yeah.
They're all in there stocking shelves, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Kim's Court I think they've placed them. Total of 15. Yeah, they probably placed all they're going to place this year. And then
it's
next year.
Small.
I know.
I went and looked in for them.
Did you?
Yeah, really? I mean, the bedroom in the back is like a closet.
Really?
I don't know how anyone could get a bed in there. I was pretty, because I was just going to try to see what a size looks like, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. It was pretty tiny.
What do they call them? Murphy beds? And what, fold up into the wall?
Maybe. Yeah. I guess a
single bed.
Futon.
Yeah, single bed, yeah.
Yeah, for one person.
Yeah. Sunrise is open now. They're in the old Goodwill building. Dollar Tree's working on pulling permits.
I've heard that. People are excited.
Oh, boy. My wife heard that. She about went nuts.
Yeah. About Dollar Tree?
Yeah.
Dollar Store,
or
whatever it's supposed to be.
Hmm?
I'm sad Rice is leaving.
I am, too, but that's okay.
I'll probably be a long time before I go in.
I think we could definitely support a Dollar Tree here, but I just kind of sad that it's taken over Rives. Yeah. There is no new land use activity. It's all things that are on hold or barely moving along at this point.
Whatever's happening about the fence across California.
The what?
The fence across Kalapuya that North Star had put in.
I don't know.
Fence and gate right across Kalapuya at 2nd Street. When they bought the welding shop stuff next, just north of their place, they had a fence put in, a gate put across the road. They were going to fence up it. I guess they thought that was their property.
Oh.
But if they looked on the map, it isn't their property. Yeah. It's city street.
I think that's their parking lot back there.
Oh. Wow.
Well, lately he's been parking underneath the shade of the tree, pulling over in the ditch and in the yard over there.
I don't know. I'll have to check that out for you, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think the road goes through anywhere right now, right?
Not right now,
but it's
no.
scheduled to.
Well, I think at this point city street. Probably just stopping people from going back and parking, so it's not really doing anything at this point.
It's not really hurting anything. It's just, you know, it's just kind of odd that it's cross city streaky.
Maybe he's having problems with people going down there and parking and vandalizing.
He's heading off the trash piles that are going to end up.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I think that is it.
Starting in the middle of September.
I think he thought that since it wasn't going anywhere, that was his property. I mean, he had some guy come in with a grader and they graded it back there and did all kinds of stuff, flattening it out. And he spent some money. It ain't his property. Yeah. Right down the sidewalk.
Our public left, so we can't get any more comment.
No public comment. Yeah.
So I guess we're doing the commission comments.
Not that they were paying attention to us anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I did have a question though. A couple years back, and this was something Jerry and Blackberry and all that were working out with parks. They were talking about partnering with DEQ to pave the old Red Rock Trail.
Oh.
And DEQ was on with it because it was mine tailings and some sort of contamination, mm-hmm, so they wanted mm-hmm. to seal it off. Did that ever just die?
I think it just died.
Mercury.
I don't know. It's something that...
That was that mercury issue.
Yeah, mercury.
It's something that Jerry was working on, and I don't know. I can find out.
I was just curious because it was something we had been working on when I was on there, and I haven't heard anything about it for years, so... It would be nice to have that paved. And
I think it fell through. I think Jerry was working on it. It fell through, but I'll find out for you.
Okay. Or I can ask him next time I see him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anything else?
Did we determine that there is enough money to complete this Red Rock Trail? Because word was at one time that they were going to go as far as the money went, and when the money ran out, so did the asphalt.
Well, that's true, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
So we took out the... Sadly, we took out the flashing beacon at Waite Street.
Flashing beacon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if people cross,
yeah.
Push it, and it flashes for a while.
I'm not sure exactly what it did, but it was $15,000 or $16,000. We took it out of the plan.
They just put a crosswalk on there. People will see it.
Yeah. We'll see. kind of like we're saying, come here and cross here and...
Well, most of the trails, like if you go up to that one at Cottage Grove, it crosses several other roads. And it's just, you know, there's warnings there that say pedestrian crossing.
Good.
I don't see anything flashing.
Good.
No, there isn't.
Good.
I think they had some on the trail that said street crossing ahead, too. So if you're riding your bike, mm-hmm. you had advance mm-hmm. notice.
Right, right, right.
Instead of getting hit by a boat trailer.
Yeah, that's true.
You knew you were going to get hit by a boat trailer, that's all.
Yeah. Anything else?
That's not the end of the Red Rock thing, though, is it?
The plan is
eventually someday to get out to
South Side.
And eventually out towards Flat Eye?
Flat Eye.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's just they have to get that land from the...
This is only going to Nicholas, though, this part we're doing now.
Any discussion ever come up about this road they were talking about putting in behind all of these houses and stuff to connect up to 99 that people wouldn't have to come down center?
Oh, the South Side Corridor?
Yeah.
There's a lot of property that has to be...
I don't think we aren't going to be able to afford to do that for quite some time, if at all, I'm sure. But, I don't know. It's in the plan.
About 6th Street and getting a bridge over the railroad tracks.
Yeah, there you go. That's even worse.
Yeah, that's where California is supposed to go through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are pretty big items.
Yeah, those were all Dan's pet projects.
Those were Dan's?
Anything else exciting? So we need to adjourn. You like that, huh?
Well, you skip public comment.
I tried, but the kids left. They
went, and then they left.
I was going to get them to come.
They ran off. They didn't like this.